right now, think about that. Thank you, Lord. You know, no matter what part of the world you would be in, you know what happens is there's billions of people, and Christ died so that we could live. And he died for us, for our sin. And the Gospel of Mark shows us the greatness of Easter. And if you turn to the Gospel of Mark, I'm not going to read the whole thing because I want to go a little bit quicker this morning. But in verse 1 to 3, the women, it's the great kindness, the women come to the tomb to anoint his body. And it was dark as they arose that Sunday morning, and the two got up, and they put their garments and their spices, and they headed down the dirt road out of the city. And as they walked the path towards the tomb, thoughts of this past week filled their heads. And it was, it ripped through their minds, actually, I would imagine, because they had been there when Jesus rode in on the colt before thousands shouting his praises. What an incredible moment that must have been, eh? And they were also there for the terrible scenes, the two Marys. They saw Jesus tied to a post, the Roman scourge filled with broken pieces of pottery, glass ripping across his back. Resurrection Sunday, we don't want to think about that, but you know, you have to think about that for a second. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, what's the worst thing that anyone has ever done to you? And this is like can you even imagine? Like, I think of that, I just cringe. And they saw it. They saw it all. They saw it. They saw it all. And the two Marys were there at the cross. They were there when Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And they saw his head fall when he said, it is finished. So what were they doing up on this Sunday morning? Well, their love and their devotion to Jesus, it drove them. It drove them. Their love drove them. Someone had to prepare the body for burial, and no one else had volunteered. So it was up to them. Secondly, there's the great discovery. The tomb is empty. When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was a very, very large stone, had been rolled away. And as they entered, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe on the right side. It was an angel, with the appearance of a young man, and they were alarmed. This is all first, folks. These are all firsts. And Matthew's gospel tells us that his appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow, and the guards were afraid of him, and they shook like dead men. And Mary bent down and walked into the tomb, and they saw that it was empty. Jesus was not there. I wonder what they were thinking at that moment. And then in verses 6 to 8, we have the great announcement. Amen? The great announcement. He is not here. He is not here, the angel said to the women. Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here. He is risen as he said. Amen. He is risen. Yes, indeed, he is risen. The resurrection of Jesus, right? The resurrection of Jesus is the foundation of Christianity. Okay? If you build a house and it doesn't have a good foundation, it's going to not be a good house for very long. And this is the foundation of Christianity. And Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, it says, if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is futile and you're still in your sins. Do you know what? There's like a billion and a half people. I was in the West Bank, or I think it was the West Bank or Gaza, one of the two. And you know what? And I met a lot of Muslims who believe as we believe. So when you add up all the different people around the world, and yet there's some people they don't believe. And my heart breaks. because my eyes were opened. Why is it, Lord, that Linda and I, we stood before you on January 29th, 1989, and you lifted the blinders off of our eyes, along with more than a billion people in the world, and we saw you for who you are. And Lord, my question is to you this morning, why is it some can't? Why is it the blinders on some are still there? How come, Lord? How come, Lord, that we could come in a place like this and we could sing with a billion people around the world and express our love and our joy and not be embarrassed of the cross of Jesus Christ? And yet, Lord, why is it that some of people in our families are even anti-God? Or they would even mock us, or they would, in their hearts, they would mock us like Jesus was mocked on the cross. Lord, give me a heart full of compassion so that I would pray, so that, Lord, all would come to know you as Lord and Savior. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Because you know what, folks? None of us are perfect. You know what? It's funny, there's a singer. She just released a new album. Her name is Stephanie Gertzinger, and she was preaching at a church down in California, and she was talking about the F-bomb. And I'm not going to be crude here or anything like that. So she was talking about the F-bomb, and she says, you know what, as a Christian, she says, I don't give the F-bomb. She says, but if I'm honest, she says, in my mind, sometimes I give the F-bomb. And so do you, some of you people, okay, when you're angry. And none of us are perfect, okay? And there's a world around us where they think that we're hypocrites, and they think that we have it all together and everything. And we are no different than anybody else, but the thing is, our lives, we have recognized Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen? And that's the only difference. But we're still capable of dropping an F-bomb, or we're still capable of being angry, or we're still capable of being lustful, or we're still capable of cheating, or we're still capable of all of these things, but we are forgiven. Amen?
Yes.
The next thing we see is the great appearances. Oh my goodness, Mary Magdalene. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared to Mary Magdalene, one of whom seven demons was cast out. Now, Mary Magdalene had the privilege of being given the privilege of being the first of two witnesses to see the resurrected. Why? You know why, folks? Because of her dedication. Because of her dedication. I'll leave this with you, some of you, this morning. He loves dedication. Okay? He loves dedication. You're looking through breakthrough in your life? Mary Magdalene, he loves dedication. Okay? You're not dedicated, but you want, you want, you want. She just gave and gave and gave. Another great appearance was on the road, was the disciples on the road to Emmaus. When the two disciples returned to Jerusalem and reported their fellowship with the risen Savior, they came across the same unbelief as Mary did when she shared with them. However, yet in another great appearance, the 11 were eating, and Jesus appeared to the 11, and he rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe that who sent him, that he was risen. And the stories of Mary and others who personally encountered on the resurrection morning are among all our favorites among all of us as we share this on this day. Amen? Because we belong to him. We belong to him and he to us. And the love and devotion that these women had for Jesus was greatly rewarded. And Jesus is always wanting to reward this kind of love and devotion. Amen? I think that, to be honest with you, I think that the reason why We have people walking in the church at 3:30 on a Thursday afternoon, or walking in the, off the street, who we don't even know, on a Wednesday night for a prayer time, for a prayer meeting, and they walk in to give their heart to the Lord. I think it's because of our devotion to Him, don't you think? And maybe He's just blessing the house. So how much more blessing will come from Him as we devote our hearts and our lives honestly and faithfully and truthfully to our King Jesus? You know what? Next we have the Great Commission. He said, go into all the world and preach the news to all creation. Oh, I love this verse. Probably my favorite verse in the whole, well, one of them in the whole Bible. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, and whoever does not believe will be condemned. He opens our eyes, okay? And He opens our understanding so that we will open our mouths and tell others about Him. It's not rocket science. He opens our eyes and He opens our understanding so that we will open our mouths and tell others about Him. And Jesus gives the commission, the power, and the message. So there's no reason this morning to be silent. There's no reason. Give me a reason to be silent here. Give me a reason to be silent. You cannot give me a reason to be silent. Amen? Now, I didn't say be obnoxious. I said, but we still need to be graceful. Because the thing is, Rock and Ronnie, if I'm walking towards you, and this is your boundary, and you really don't want to hear what I have to say, then guess what? I have to respect that boundary. So we have to be wise, and we have to be invited, right? But we don't have to be silent. But we have to be respectful. Amen? And lastly, we see the great conclusion, the ascension and the preaching of the gospel. And after Jesus had spoken to them, He was taken up to heaven. He was taken up to heaven, and he sat at the right hand of the Father. He ascended. And Jesus humbled Himself in obedience, and He exalted Him in glory, but He's not idle. And He's not idle today. Okay? We don't come together on a Resurrection Sunday to serve a dead God. Hi. He is working with His people right now. He is alive, and the evidence is overwhelming. Amen. Linda, worship team, would you come? But before you come, I want you to close your eyes for a minute, because I asked you a question earlier today, or earlier this morning, and I'm going to look for a response now to the question. How many of you remember what the question was? The first question is that I have, just close your eyes with me for a second, and no one's looking, and so if you're here this morning and you've never invited Jesus to be your Lord and Savior into your life, and you would like to do that, just slip up your hand and I will pray for you. Anyone over here? Anyone over there? Over there? Over there? Over there? Second question I have is this. Maybe you haven't really been walking where you are. Maybe you're like and this is not to insult you. I promise this is not to insult you. But maybe you're just a C&E Christian, which means a Christmas and Easter Christian, but at other times there's not really any evidence of you having a relationship with the Lord, and maybe you need to walk closer with the Lord. So close your eyes, and if that is you and you want to make a deeper commitment to the Lord, just slip up your hand for a second and I will pray for you. Anybody? Thank you. Anyone else? Over on this section here, against the wall. Anyone here? Anyone else in the middle section? Anyone over in the window section? Okay, so Father, you saw a couple of hands go up. And Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, that each of us here this morning is saying, by not raising our hands, that we are in an okay relationship with you. And so, Lord, I bless that. For those who raised their hand, who said that they need to get closer to you, I pray, Father, that this would be the beginning of something very, very beautiful in each one's life today. And we pray this in the name of Jesus.